Well, greetings to you again in Jesus' name, and I just truly trust that you are blessed by God each day as you go about your day, as you look to Him, and as you receive your strength from Him. I believe that we become a very blessed people when we look to our God and to His Word for our inspiration, and I trust that's what God is doing with this ministry. As you are receiving the Word of God and meditating on those things, there is a great blessing there. And so I'd like to continue with the Word of God with you this day and ask that God would take His Word and He would use it powerfully in our lives, that we might be a great testimony of what God can do in a man. Or mankind. It's not specific to a male. It's mankind. Those that would surrender themselves to the Lord and His Word. And I'd like to just talk about today some things that do please God. We've mentioned before that there are things that do not please God, and I'm sure we could make a pretty long list there of things that do not please God. And I hope we do. I hope we examine those things. But I'd like to take a look now at things that are pleasing to God, things that God is pleased with. And I want you to think a minute about when you were growing up as a child. And I'm taking a little bit of assumption that those of you that are calling in today can remember your father. Maybe there are some of you that do not. And I'd ask you to excuse me for using this example. If you... if somehow you did not have a father growing up, maybe there was somebody in your life that took the father role and helped bring you up. But I'd like to just think a moment about, as you're growing up as a child, was there a time that you can remember that you did something that was pleasing to your father? You knew it. There was something that your father was well pleased with, or whoever was bringing you up was well pleased with what you had done. And do you recall the feeling that gave you as you recognized, this is pleasing to my dad, my father. My daddy is happy with what I did. Maybe it was, there's so many examples, I don't know which one yours would be, but surely, there was a time when you knew you did something that was pleasing to your father, or maybe it was a father figure. And there's something of a blessing there when we are pleasing to those that we love and those that we honor and adore. And so I want to take a look at some scriptures here that give us some insight on how you and I can please our Father who is in heaven, because you know, even if you don't have an earthly father that you know or that you were raised up by, you do have a heavenly father. That's for all of us. And I just heard a testimony of a brother that his father was killed when he was, I think, nine maybe. And he doesn't remember much of his father, but he does have some memories of his father. And there are some cases like that, I realize. There are people that do not have an earthly father that they can go to and get counsel from and talk to and communicate to. And my father also is, he's no longer here on this earth. He's passed away last year. And so I understand both sides of that. I remember when I did have a father here on this earth and I could talk to him. And I called him Dad. He was my father. Anyways, as I said, we all have a heavenly father, regardless of what our status is right now with the earthly father. We have a heavenly father, and I'd like to just share his heart with you today on things we can do to please our father. I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 12, and I'm going to just break in here. And I know this is a little bit, there's some context here, and I encourage you to go back and read. I say that often, because we just don't have time to go through and read the whole context of this, but I encourage you to do so, because it gives you a broader view of what we're talking about here, but I'm going to just cut in here in verse 31 of chapter 12. And Jesus is speaking here, and he says, "But rather seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." And you want to know what all those things are, go back and read, you'll see. And I think you know already, because we've talked about it some before. But he's talking about, I want you to seek first the kingdom of God. Verse 32, and here's a precious verse. "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." God wants to give us the kingdom right now. Something that we can live and something that we can experience today. It's his good pleasure to give us the kingdom. I don't know about you, but I'm very encouraged by these verses, because I know my Father in heaven wants to give me the kingdom. He wants me to live in that kingdom today. Not next week, next year, or after I die. Right now. And then he says in 33, "Sell that you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, and treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approaches, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And I'm just going to stop right there. And I see how God is giving us some instruction how we can have his kingdom today. And the reason I believe that is for us today is because he goes right on to say, sell those things that you have and give alms. What are you going to give alms to? Well, you get your direction from God. Let him see. I think if we read the scriptures, we see that God's heart is to the poor people of this earth, and he is pleased if we give to the poor. There's always going to be poor people around us. God's saying here through his son Jesus, sell what you have, and that's between you and God. You take that to the Lord and see what he wants you to do with that. Sell what you have and give alms, and what's going to happen here is provide yourselves bags which wax not old. Does that sound like something that's of this earthly kingdom? I don't think so. Everything we have here waxes old. We know it. We're constantly in the repair shop doing something. And if we don't, we know what happens. But provide yourselves with bags which wax not old, and treasures in heaven that faileth not. The treasures here on earth fail. And if they are things that have a tendency not to fail, then there's another problem. There's a thief, he comes in and he steals. Or there's a moth that corrupts it and eats it up. Those are earthly treasures. Those are earthly things. He's saying, you have opportunity to provide yourselves bags that wax not old, and treasure in heaven that faileth not. That's intriguing to me. I'm interested in that. Because these treasures on earth are failing me. They don't bring satisfaction. They don't bring happiness. Maybe for a time, maybe a short little, but overall, there's no joy in these treasures. Now, there are treasures in heaven that bring joy and satisfaction. Lord willing, we'll talk about that later. But let's remember here, it's our Father's good pleasure. He says, fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom right now, today. I'm going to turn now to Philippians chapter 2 and read a couple of verses there. I'm going to read 12 and 13. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." This is Paul speaking. In verse 13, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure." Now, what that tells me is that God has a pleasure, and it's him that's working that out in our lives as we look to him and as we're obedient. He says that it's God that works it out in our lives to will, to want to, and to do his good pleasure. So he has something that pleases him. It's our obedience. And it's God that's working that in us. He's doing that work. That's encouraging. God is at work. And I know we've read these scriptures before, but I'm just going over things that we can see that God is pleased in certain ways. Colossians chapter 3, and I'll just read another familiar verse to you. Colossians 3, verse 20, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. And I know we've probably even spoken this scripture to our children. If you have children, we take them here to read this because it's important. It's the Word of God, and we know that it's God's pleasure that our children obey their parents. And it says, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. If you have parents that are alive today, there's still some of that that goes on. Our parents are given to us from God, and as long as they're your parents, there's some honor and respect that needs to happen there. It's well-pleasing to the Lord. This is well-pleasing to the Lord. 1 John chapter 3, and I'm going to read verses 22 through 24. That's the end of the chapter. And in verse 22, it says, and whatsoever ye ask, or whatsoever we ask, excuse me, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Here we go again. This is pleasing to God. What? To keep his commandments. And just so we don't get confused, he continues on here. Verse 23 says, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. There's a commandment for us. We are to believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. I think that it's important that it doesn't just say to believe in his name, but believe on the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God's Son, Jesus Christ. We're to believe on him. We're to lean on him. I think there's some significant difference there. We are to believe on the name of the Son of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby know we that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. God has given us of his Spirit. And he is the one working it in us to will and to do his good pleasure. And here's his good pleasure, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous, but we believe on his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another. Now, as those things happen, there's other things that fall right into place. I'm not saying that this is the end of the instruction. It's the beginning. It's the door. You go through that door. You go through the door of this, and there's a world of things out there that God is interested in us obeying him and bringing pleasure to him, our Heavenly Father. And oh, what joy. When we know we're doing that, it brings a joy that the world cannot steal away from us. And I just hope and pray that in my life and in yours, we can get to that door and we can open it wide and go right in to the Father, that we could keep his commandments, that we'd believe on his Son, Jesus Christ, believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and who he is, his person, to believe on him and to love one another. Then that door's open wide. Brothers, sisters, whoever's calling in, go to that door. Knock on it. Pound on it. Make it known to God that I have come to this door and I want to come in. I want to enter into this blessing. And may God give you persistence and strength to do that. And me too. I need it. That we'll go to that door and we won't be satisfied till we're seeing that thing open. And we walk in the pleasure that God has given to us, that pleasure of obedience. It's not a burden. It's a joy. When it's done right, it's a joy. May God give us that experience right here today. God bless you as you consider these things.